Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. It's been a while since we talked about appreciation. And one of the things I think we should all be thinking about is that if you think over the course of human history, if you live in Western civilization right now, there's a pretty good chance that you're in the top 0.1% of all the human beings that have lived in the history of the planet in terms of your quality of life. And it's something that we so often take for granted, but little things that we don't think about. You know, I was looking at a hurricane potentially hitting a little over a week ago in Florida. And all I kept thinking to myself is if I stay where I am, there's a good chance the power is going to go out. And if the power goes out and I can't leave because of the flooding, I may have a problem. And the idea of staying in Florida in September or late August when, you know, with no power is not a good time because it's so humid and so brutal. And it just makes me think about the advent of air conditioning and how much better life is as a result of it. I wouldn't live where I live if it weren't for the advent of air conditioning, because it just wouldn't be bearable. And if you think of all the modern conveniences that we have, it's really amazing to be living at a time when we live. And if you're living in Western civilization, you're in a place where you're not experiencing war for the most part, right? There are things going on. I'm not making light of any of them, but for most of us, and I'm assuming most of you that are listening to this are in a place where you're living in relative peace, meaning you don't have to fear for your life day in and day out. The idea of existing from one day to the next without somebody actively looking to take your life is not an issue for you, right? Something that if you look through the course of human history, we should be very, very grateful for. So the idea of the little things and the big things, and even just the idea of a hot shower, think about it. To have water in your house that comes in that you actually heat before it touches your body, and then you set to the temperature that you want. It's something that we all take for granted every day. But if you didn't have it, and through most of human history they didn't, think about how different your life is as a result of it, or how less comfortable if that's a thing that you would be if you didn't have those things. And then access to entertainment, access to food. Like I think about going out from where I'm sitting right now in my house, in literally 5 minutes in my car, I can get at least 15 different varieties of food, whether it be Indian food, American food, Chinese food, Japanese food, Mexican. I mean, there's so many options that are just literally out my door. And in a moment's notice, I could be there or I could call somebody and have it delivered to my house within the next probably 30 minutes and be eating. I mean, things like this just, again, through human history, almost never happen. So the main point of all this is to just take a step back and realize just how fortunate you are to be living in a time when you're living, in a place where you're living. And even if we go back, I don't know, a couple of generations, even the monarchs didn't have the quality of life that the average person, you know, in Western culture has today. The creature comforts, all the entertainment, the variety of things that you have at your disposal. Even the wealthiest of people didn't have these things, and we have them, and most of us take these things for granted. So the point, and so what I'm going to ask you to do for today and for this week is just identify three things that you are thankful for, appreciative of, that you have, and just notice those things. And it's always said that if you think about people that live their lives in appreciation, they're far happier than the rest of us. So if you could spend your life just appreciating what's around you, what ends up happening as a result is, you know, what you focus on starts to show up more in your life. So if you start to appreciate what's around you, more things show up that you can appreciate. And instead of going to complain or, you know, putting things down, why not just go to that place of gratitude? As I said, you'll be a much happier person if you can do it. It's something that I know I can be doing more of, and pretty much everybody I know can be doing more of. And that's just being gracious and understanding what's here and not taking it for granted, appreciating those things that you have. It could be as simple as a good meal, food that you're putting in. And you know, a lot of people say grace before they eat. I think it's something great to do. It's something I should do more of. Just being more appreciative, more in the moment, and enjoying more of what's happening. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For this week, just do what you can to be in appreciation and whatever that looks like to you. If it means writing it down in the morning when you wake up, three things you're appreciative for, that's a great thing to do. But it's just taking notice of the comforts that you have, the luxury that you have, all the things that people haven't had through history that you have. It really is a lot to be thankful for, and it's really an amazing time to be here. And as I said, for those of us in Western civilization, you couldn't ask for a much better situation than what most of us have. It's that good, and we should take a moment to appreciate it. Stop focusing on what you don't have and start focusing on what you do, and you'll be much happier as a result.